We will never leave you, baby girl. An MDLG and DDLG story about Alice, an ABDL little who completed her mommy and daddy's lives. Written by Tina Moore. Narrated by Katrina Medina. Chapter 1.
When are you going to grow up?
His words struck her like a punch to the gut, followed closely by a wave of white-hot anger. He had known exactly where to target his words, precisely known how to bait her. Alice had walked right into it. She had shown her vulnerability to him. She had opened up, and that had proven to be a massive error in judgment time and time again. Alice ran her hands through her dark hair, scraping her scalp with her fingernails. She gripped fistfuls of it and held it there, tightening her grip as she fought to restrain herself from physically assaulting him. She sighed and dropped her hands again. Alice had tried to explain it to him a few times before, but he didn't seem quite to understand. Or he didn't want to understand. She could feel tears well up and sting her eyes. No way was she going to allow him to make her cry again. Not this time. She had given him so many chances, but David couldn't see past her freakish, childish behavior. His words, not hers. She wasn't a freak. She just liked being taken care of. She needed to be taken care of.
You're a grown-ass adult. It's time to act like it. I'm not here to take care of some bratty bitch.
His words cut through her thoughts, setting her resolve. Nice, Alice said dryly.
What? It's fucking true.
David shouted. They stared at each other for half a second in tense, angry silence before she took a deep breath. Fine, Alice plainly said.
What?
David questioned, annoyed and wanting to hurt her. I'm done. Alice clenched her jaw and shut down her emotions. That was her go-to. She would deal with the fallout later. Right now, she was fighting it so she could get herself out of there.
What are you talking about?
David aggressively questioned. I'm leaving, David. Alice softly replied.
You can't just leave in the middle of a fight, Alice.
The fury in his eyes made Alice's stomach churn. Watch me, Alice said, snatching her keys off of the coffee table and stomping to the door as he threw every name in the book at her. She let his words wash over her, but kept her composure as best she could.
You'll never be happy, Alice. Because no one will ever want you. Ever.
David had driven the final blade as deep as he could. Alice knew it was because his ego had been hurt. But she couldn't let this one slide. She wheeled to face him. The door opened with her hand grasping the knob. Excuse me?
You're broken. You can't function alone, and you know it.
David remarked, impressed with the pain he was causing her. The color drained from her face. David's smirk twisted the knife in her gut.
You're stuck in your messed up past.
Alice could feel her anger flash through her. It threatened to form her hand into a fist at the end of her arm as she slammed the door behind her. She took the stairs down as fast as she could, placing as much distance between them before she did something stupid, like punching him in his obnoxious face. She sat in the driver's seat of her car. She was shaking, holding on to her tenuous emotions that were rolling around inside of her like white rapids. She knew David was less than accommodating to her lifestyle, as he had put it. But Alice had thought that he would be able to get over it. She had thought that he would eventually just get used to Alice retreating into her little space on occasion. He had even seemed into it the first few times.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?